Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Thank you so much for staying with us. So you know that we've been speaking about Marshalltown fires. Now it has emerged that some bodies that are victims of that Marshalltown fire are still at mortuaries. Mervin Sirota is a DA Gauteng Shadow MEC for Human Settlement. Really appreciate you giving us your time. Good evening and welcome.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. How do I pronounce your surname?
Sirota.
It is Sirota. Okay. The bodies that are still in mortuaries, do we know why?
No, we don't. We know that there are 17. We don't know why, and no one is able to give an effective explanation. The idea and the thinking is perhaps because they haven't been able to get hold of the next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
However, it doesn't answer the question why they would keep these bodies for over a year, which is very cruel and callous, and it doesn't have any explanation to it. What it does show, unfortunately, is there clearly is a lack of planning. There's a lack of coordination again with the provincial and local government, with the various agencies, the Department of Social Development, with the repatriation centre at Glendella, and clearly there's just a lack of direction completely in relation to the fallout from the fire and the consequences of the hijacked buildings in Johannesburg.
And so have they responded at all? Have you been able to get some answers?
No, unfortunately not. Very silent. I did raise it with the Premier. He sort of indicated very silently that I didn't get a direct response, mm-hmm. but I made him aware of it, and I was hoping for some kind of indication back, but nothing has happened as yet. What I'm trying to do is, from a Johannesburg perspective, mm-hmm. to determine, are there any steps to get to the bottom of this?
Mm-hmm.
What plans are in place to deal with it, particularly these persons who been just ignored with all the lack of dignity and understanding, you know, for people to be treated in this manner, doesn't matter who they are. It's just quite outrageous.
Do we know if the families themselves are getting feedback or at least updates on what happened to
their loved ones? No, we don't. All we know at the moment is that there are still some of these individuals who are at Glendella waiting repatriation.
Mm.
There are some that have already been repatriated. We know that there are a lot of unhappy people who've been moved from Marshalltown to temporary accommodation, but we're not sure what's happening to them. We know that they're very unhappy about their living conditions.
Mm.
So it's actually quite a mess. And something urgent needs to happen. We will be naming and shaming. We are taking up the issue in various formats, through the media, through questions, through direct contact with the various MECs, with the various departments, with the City of Johannesburg, the Johannesburg Development Agency, COCTA, and Social Development, because we want to know what's happening with the relocation. We want to know what's happening with the combating of building hijackings and what is happening with the repurposing of the condemned structures. Because, as you know, there was another fire a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
more loss of life, and there doesn't seem a year down the line to be any plan to sort out the inner city. And the inner city of Johannesburg is dying a slow and much quicker death. And it's just tragic to see what is happening, and it's almost like the city's watching while everything collapses before its very eyes.
So are you saying that from where you sit, you don't get the sense that what we've been told is adequate? The plans that they're saying they're going to be working on, you don't think that they're concrete enough, and you don't think that there really is a real policy direction on dealing with these hijacked buildings?
No, everybody seems to be working in different directions.
Mm.
And there's only one way that you can go forward, is if everybody works together.
Mm.
And I'm not seeing that at all. I'm not seeing the new mayor. Councillor Marrero has already indicated, he's made the statement that the problem is much bigger than he anticipated, but he's given no indication of what's to happen. He's given no indication whether there have been any discussions with Premier Lesufi and what interventions there may be, and what urgent implementable solutions can be put on the table and something can be done. This is urgent. We are now in a crisis where potential loss of life going forward is a very real possibility. Unless something is done urgently, we're going to have more tragedies and we're going to have more situations like this. So we're not going to let this continue. We're going to keep things very much on the boil, and we will name and shame and do what is necessary.
Appreciate you giving us your time this evening, DA Gauteng Shadow MEC for Human Settlement, Mervin Sirota.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.